Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Amy Hirsch, and today is Saturday, December 4th. Right now, we are going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we'll be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you will hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Our scripture today comes from Jeremiah chapter 10. If you have your copy of scripture, let's read together. I'll be reading in the ESV today. Hear the word that the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, learn not the way of the nations, nor be dismayed at the signs of the heavens, because the nations are dismayed at them. For the customs of the peoples are vanity. A tree from the forest is cut down and worked with an axe by the hands of a craftsman. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails so that it cannot move. Their idols are like scarecrows in a cucumber field, and they cannot speak. They have to be carried, for they cannot walk. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither is it in them to do good. There is none like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For this is your due, for among all the wise ones of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. They are both stupid and foolish. The instruction of idols is but wood. Beaten silver is brought from Tarshish and gold from Uphaz. They are the work of the craftsman and of the hands of the goldsmith. Their clothing is violet and purple. They are all the work of skilled men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth quakes, and the nations cannot endure his indignation. Thus shall you say to them, the gods who did not make the heavens and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding stretched out the heavens. When he utters his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens, and he makes the mist rise from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain, and he brings forth the wind from his storehouses. Every man is stupid and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his images are false, and there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of delusion. At the time of their punishment, they shall perish. Not like these is he who is the portion of Jacob, for he is the one who formed all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Gather up your bundle from the ground, O you who dwell under siege. For thus says the Lord, behold, I am slinging out the inhabitants of the land at this time, and I will bring distress on them that they may feel it. Woe is me because of my hurt. My wound is grievous. But I said, truly this is an affliction, and I must bear it. My tent is destroyed, and all my cords are broken. My children have gone from me, and they are not. There is no one to spread my tent again and to set up my curtains. For the shepherds are stupid and do not inquire of the Lord. Therefore they have not prospered, and all their flock is scattered. A voice, a rumor, behold it comes, a great commotion out of the north country to make the cities of Judah a desolation, a lair of jackals. I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Correct me, O Lord, but in justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Pour out your wrath on the nations that know you not, and on the peoples that call not on your name. For they have devoured Jacob. They have devoured him and consumed him, and have laid waste his habitation. Growing up, my mom despised the word stupid. She would quickly correct us when we called someone or something stupid, and to this day, I refrain from using the word, partially out of the habits of childhood and partially because my mother was correct. But as I read Jeremiah 10, a phrase popped into my head, the stupidity of idolatry. Stupid means having or showing a great lack of intelligence or common sense. While we should never call someone stupid, it's such an unkind insult. I think Jeremiah would have used the word stupidity when he described idol worship in this chapter had he written his letter in English. In Jeremiah 10, Jeremiah tells us about the stupidity, folly, and vanity of idolatry. Idolatry and self-worship are the two besetting sins continually plaguing God's people. And these sins have been an issue all along, ever since God freed his people from slavery and delivered them from Egypt. Remember that golden calf? The people have always been quick to lift up their souls to something other than God. Little has changed by the time we get to Jeremiah's prophecy, except that this sin has become so prevalent that even the priests, teachers, and leaders who were supposed to shepherd the people and lead them in God's ways have fallen in the same trap. As I read this chapter, I thought about God's omnipotence. In other words, God is all-powerful. This is one of the incommunicable attributes of God, things that can only be true of him. For a helpful book on this topic, check out Jen Wilkins' None Like Him. Jeremiah begins by telling us how idols are formed. They are man-made objects crafted and decorated by people. They are immobile and inactive. In fact, some of the idols he describes are so flimsy that they have to be nailed to some kind of support so they won't fall over. Jeremiah contrasts these created idols, these immute gods, with the Lord Almighty. While these idols were crafted by human hands, the Lord God spoke all things into existence, including the very humans who made the idols. He formed the very wood and precious metals they were using to create these idols. While these idols were lifeless, God is the true and living God, the everlasting King. It would be easy for us to condemn God's people for such silly actions. After all, who lifts their soul to a golden calf or a wooden statue? But far too often we find ourselves doing the same things, don't we? We trust in things that are man-made and fickle and that can never bring us total fulfillment. I find myself echoing the prayer in verses 23 and 24 with my own paraphrase. Lord, I know you alone know all things, which is God's omniscience, another incommunicable attribute of God, and that you alone direct people's steps. Correct my false worship, Lord, but please don't discipline me in anger. Please reorder my steps in justice for the glory of your name.